Now, Russia's president has asked Washington to present hard evidence about Russian citizens meddling in the U.S. presidential election in 2016. Vladimir Putin said American authorities should send their official requests to Russia's general prosecutor. He reiterated that the procedure has to be conducted through official channels and not through yelling and hollering in the U.S. Congress. Putin added that Moscow cannot take action against the Russians accused of interfering in the U.S. election if they don't break Russian laws. Last month, the office of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller charged 13 Russians and three firms with meddling in the U.S. presidential vote in 2016. They are accused of being part of a conspiracy to support Donald Trump in the election. Let's cross over to Moscow now. Joining us via Skype is Dmitry Babych. He's with the Voice of Russia radio station. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Babych. Now, it really boils it down to one thing, as the Russian president has pointed out, hard evidence. We haven't seen that in the course of this entire investigation as far as alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. elections goes.
Well, it's exactly true, and it is very easy to understand why it is so important for the U.S. establishment, for the mainstream press in the United States, and for the so-called liberals to kind of present Russia as a major meddling force in this election. The problem is that Mr. Trump was not supposed to win. He was supposed to be a comfortable punching bag for Mrs. Clinton. She was expected to win by the establishment, by the mainstream press, and then suddenly the punching bag won. The punching bag won because he got the protest vote. You know, a lot of Americans are quite unhappy with the globalist neoliberal policies conducted by the U.S. government in the last 25 years. So instead of learning from their mistakes, changing their policies, the so-called liberals in the United States decided just to put the blame squarely on Russia. So look, allegations about Russian involvement have been going on since 2016, and we haven't seen any evidence about that. So it's just very typical for the current situation in the United States. We have no facts, we have no evidence, but we have accusations.
Right. Now, we have Robert Mueller there charging 13 Russians and three firms with meddling, alleged meddling again in the U.S. presidential vote in 2016. At the same time, pressure being put on Russia to take action against these individuals. How far do you see this pressure going and this narrative unfolding as far as Russian interference is concerned?
Well, it's just laughable when the creation of Facebook accounts and posting on Facebook is compared by high U.S. officials such as the Attorney General, Eric Holder, former Attorney General. He compared the actions of these 13 Russian individuals to the Japanese attack against the United States in Pearl Harbor in December 1941. This is a travesty, of course, and this is an insult to the victims of the Pearl Harbor attack. But unfortunately, it is typical for the United States today. Eric Holder was not alone. There were dozens of congressmen who made the same idiotic comparison on the same day. So it's clear that Mr. Mueller and the whole American establishment, they will keep accusing Russia of meddling. They will try to make this whole affair as big as possible. Mm-hmm. However, it is clear that 13 individuals who did not even enter the United States, who posted something on Facebook about racial problems in the United States, about gender issues in the United States, who posted it supposedly in a confrontational way. Well, look at the way Hillary Clinton and the press loyal to her deals with these problems. It is also very confrontational. So basically, they're accusing Russians of something that Mrs. Clinton and her acolytes have been doing for decades.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Dmitry Babych with the Voice of Russia radio station joining us via Skype from Moscow. Mr. Babych, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.